Samantha Archer was disappearing. Not in the literal sense. People saw her. Saw her as a wife, as a mom, and she was still visible in her red-headed 5'6" form. But here in the passenger seat of her family's car, her evening gown smudged with wedding cake, and a husband beside her who'd barely looked at her all night, Sam felt herself fading away. "Mom?" Sam glanced over her shoulder. Hope was fast asleep, her head lolled to the side on the headrest, legs barely visible beneath her dress. But Allegra, of course, was wide awake. "What is it, honey?"
"I still don't know where my pink gloves are."
Sam closed her eyes for a second and took a breath. She's not defiant, just distracted. "I told you before we left that we'd look when we got home. It was part of your plan tonight, remember?" The plan was one of Allegra's behavior management tools, a check-in with reminders whenever they left the house. Tonight, it hadn't stuck. "Daddy is going to help you find them," Sam added as calmly as she could, "and you can wear them to school tomorrow." She glanced to the left, waiting to catch Brady's eye. His gaze remained fixed on the road, more dazed than distant. He'd been like that since they left the reception, his mind someplace else again. Sam willed him to speak up, to pitch in, to do something to prove he was still present in their marriage. Today had been a long day for everyone, but would it kill him to respond?
"But what if we can't find them?" Allegra whined, and Sam knew what was coming next.
She had to manage this meltdown before it started. "We'll find them," Sam replied, forcing every ounce of motherly, soothing vibes she could into her words. The psychologist had said they needed to be patient. Allegra's impulses weren't always within her control. "As soon as we get home. Daddy will help you, right?" When Brady didn't reply, Sam elbowed him across the armrest. Jolted from wherever he'd gone in his head, he glanced in the rearview mirror.
"Right," he said. "We're gonna find it, honey. No problem."
It was the "it" that made Sam cringe.
"Them. Two gloves. We're going to find them."
A heartbeat passed before he responded.
"Right, of course. Two gloves. One glove would be silly. Who'd walk around with one glove on?"
Allegra giggled, mollified by her father's response. Sam, however, was not. Brady would need a reminder about the gloves when they got home, as well as the babysitter job posting she'd asked him about on Friday. He promised he'd do it by the end of the weekend, but between yesterday's snowstorm, Jack's wedding today, and Brady's propensity to forget everything she said, Sam was pretty sure he hadn't done it. At least football season was over. Brady's attention was even harder to get when the Patriots were playing. Worse if they were winning. Impossible when they were in the Super Bowl. She would have taken care of the posting herself, but she'd been busy entertaining their children during their midwinter break, and it was the only thing she'd asked him to do.
"I'm sorry about your dress," Allegra said.
Sam looked over her shoulder again. That was her eldest child, flipping from infuriating to sweet on a dime. "It's okay, sweetie." Sam knew the wedding would overstimulate her, not to mention all the decadent food. She hadn't wanted Allegra to have any cake at all. The fondant was enough to spin her into overdrive, but she'd allowed it against her own better judgment. Allegra's powerful temper had flared anyway when Hope had gotten a bigger slice than she did, triggering yet another it's-not-fair meltdown. One slam of her no longer little fist on the table had sent a forkful of Sam's own dessert straight onto her black velvet gown.
"You didn't do it on per- Aunt Lily looked pretty tonight," Sam sighed, and not just at Allegra's inability to stop herself from interrupting.
"She sure did." The bride had looked lovely, but no one in this car had noticed how Sam had looked, or the fact that she'd finally fit back into this dress. It was selfish to want to be the center of someone's attention on her brother-in-law's wedding day. She shouldn't have felt this way, but she did. Allegra grew quiet, distracted once again by the iPad Sam had given her in one of the many attempts to keep her calm. Screen time was a lousy cover for Sam's less-than-stellar parenting, but she needed a few moments of silence.